Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. That's the name of the show here on the American Family Radio Network. AFR.net is our website. By the way, we do offer podcasts there as well. So all the most all the shows have podcasts, so you can download that in a matter of seconds and listen anytime you want to Today's Issues or any of our other programs. Also, let me note that we will be live here tomorrow for our Learning University show at 10:05 Central Time. Trivia Friday. You're going to be here, right?
Yes, I'll be here.
JJ will be here. So that's tomorrow right here on American Family Radio. We don't always do that on Fridays where we're off. Our offices will be closed, but Ed, JJ, and Tim will come in.
We will.
I'm probably going to be brave in, I don't know, 45 degree temperatures.
I'll probably
and
have to...
And clear roads.
I'll probably have to stop by Jack's for a steak biscuit on the way, but...
You're going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
Take one for the team.
That's right.
Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Today's Issues and Trivia Friday host and postman. Nothing will keep them from their appointed rounds.
Huh? That's true.
I'm well, thank you, Tim.
We have to educate the American
it's
people.
It's true. It's true. There's a lot of low information listeners out there that are no longer low listeners.
You were just the one who insulted everybody.
You just insulted them.
Yes, go ahead.
They're not. They used to be. Now they're no longer.
We implied it, but you said it.
Yeah, Steve, go ahead.
All right.
Recover yourself.
All right. Hey, let's talk about – I saw some kind of astounding statistics this morning, and I wanted to share them with you guys. Did you know that a third of all Americans killed by the coronavirus lived in nursing homes?
I saw that this morning, and I got to say I was stunned by that number.
In the U.S.
In the U.S.
Yeah.
Where this comes from.
Yeah, it's from the COVID Tracking Project, it's called, and it's people that are tracking these deaths. 175,000 people died in nursing homes. And even more, to me, more astounding than that, the analysis found that nearly 1 in 10 people who live in nursing facilities died from the virus. A tenth of everybody in a nursing home, and 1 in 12 of those who lived in long-term care facilities.
And the reason why, there's several reasons why this is very interesting, okay? And one of those is that this makes it even more important that there is an investigation into what happened in New York and Michigan, maybe even in Washington State, where a lot of this kind of started, in nursing homes up in the far northwest of the continental United States. So, you know, Governor Cuomo has been under a lot of pressure because of his
policies.
He's
under a federal investigation, isn't he? I think now.
It should be.
Pressure from the public, but he's also under criminal investigation, I believe, from the FBI.
Even under pressure for other reasons as well from Democrats. But that, when this thing is, and I understand that that as it was called, a novel virus, the coronavirus, I understand there's a lot that we didn't know about this when it first started, okay? But I think we're going to look back at the way this was handled, including all the lockdowns, including all the mask mandates, and we are going to hopefully learn from it. But what was done in the nursing homes, I think, is going to – I think we're going to be horrified by some of the mistakes that were made.
That's a stunning stat, Steve, that you gave. 10%. Did you say 10%?
That's what I said.
Repeat those statistics again, Steve.
All right.
Tell us where you're getting them from.
This is from a effort called the COVID Tracking Project. I guess I don't know if it's nonprofit, if it's government, but it's known to have some fairly secure numbers, some fairly good numbers. And it says, so far, 31.7% of everyone who's died of COVID, that's 175,000 people out of 551 and change, lived in nursing homes. Now, context, less than 1% of Americans live in a nursing home, 31% of the deaths. And then this is the other statistics. Nearly 1 in 10 people who live in a nursing home facility have died from COVID.
Now, that's unbelievable if you think about it. And I want to say, Steve, I don't doubt those numbers at all. But what we're really saying is if you were in a nursing home in the last 12 months, you had a 1 in 10 chance of dying from the coronavirus. That is unbelievable. And we're also saying that 1% of Americans are in nursing homes, but one out of every three, basically, of every three deaths, not just senior adults.
Right. Everybody.
But it's one out of every three died inside a nursing
home. And let me just say this for those who work in nursing homes and run nursing homes, it can't be an easy task when you've got obviously elderly people, many of whom have underlying conditions, all the things we heard about that make you more susceptible to having complications and even dying from COVID. Okay, it cannot be very easy trying to protect the people who are in there from getting it. All we're saying, though, is that it's important to understand the effect that what you're saying has on the total numbers for COVID and in the future, the concerns we have about something spreading to our elderly population.
Well, the propensity of elderly people to die from this over otherwise other people was known early on. So
right.
I don't know what I remember at the time when I heard that Cuomo was placing infected people back into nursing homes. We all in the newsroom looked at each other and kind of shrugged and shook our head. What in the world?
Right.
So I don't know that how he's going to escape the federal nursing
Cuomo
home.
Cuomo should have, in New York, governor of New York, I mean, he should have, listen, a monkey should be able to reason that you don't put infected people with COVID back in the nursing home.
Yeah.
Where everybody else is. I mean, I that still remains to me just bizarre.
Yeah.
Okay. And then to let it go on for 2 months, I think he did. And then not to come back and say, you know what, folks, I don't know, we made a horrible decision. We were under pressure, and people lost lives, and I feel terrible about it, and I hope you'll forgive me. He should have done something like that.
Rather than allegedly covering it up.
Yeah, now he's in worse trouble.
That might have been in his Emmy acceptance speech.
Yeah, that's not in his DNA, though. But let me just say this, too, and you have to be careful when you say this because I don't want to sound unsympathetic at all to people who've lost loved ones in nursing homes from COVID. Mm-hmm. But when you step back and take an overall view of this situation from a public policy perspective, from a public health perspective, okay? And you tell me that there's been 500,000 plus deaths in the United States with COVID on the death certificate, right?
Yes.
Now you're telling me, not you, Steve, but I'm speaking as a, now you're telling me, well, you are telling me, Steve, but you didn't get these statistics yourself.
No.
You're telling me that a third of those people who passed away were already in nursing homes. And by already in nursing homes, I mean if you're in a nursing home, you know that you're on the back end of life, okay? You know you are. Everybody knows. You get to be in a nursing home that – what. You know, anyway, we all know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Okay. There's nothing tacky about saying that, I don't think. So my point is that if you were to take that number of people and then you say, well, that leaves you with what? 300,000 people that passed, something like that.
Outside of nursing homes.
Yeah. 300,000 plus. I'm just saying, that's going to bring your death rate down even more, and it's already minuscule, right? You see where I'm going with this, Ed?
Yes.
You want to comment on on that because let me comment on me. Am I asking you, do you want to comment on that before, okay. before you comment on that? Because I had a comment come to my head that I'd like to comment on.
Before I comment,
yeah, yes. Before you comment, then Ray can feel free to comment
on our comments.
And I don't even have any right. popcorn. And then Steve can comment some more. Here's the point that we've been told. We were scared to death, right? We saw people dropping like flies in Italy. Remember
yes.
that?
Oh, yeah.
And we were all scared to death, and now it's coming to our shores. People started dying in nursing homes in Washington State, and they came over here to the U.S., and then New York was hit. It's a very serious matter, and we were all scared, in quotes, or worried, concerned. What is this going to do? And then President Trump was told, you know, if you don't shut down the economy, you're going to have millions of deaths on your hands.
Right. They're predicting 2 million deaths by the end of 2020.
Yeah. Yeah. So we put a lot of policies into place, some good, some not so good, to try to mitigate this, try to slow it down, try to bend the curve.
Flatten it.
Flatten the curve. Now it's going on 13 months. We've been trying to flatten the curve. But, Ray, what it says – no, you were the one I was going to ask, Ed, and then Ray – is that the – it's not nearly as deadly as we thought it was when it first came to our shores. Is that fair to say?
I think so. I don't know what everyone on the left would say. I think it's clear as we started to figure out how this virus operates. You know, we've mentioned this before. I don't want to beat a dead horse. Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci. You don't need to wear a mask. That just makes people feel better. Now you do need to wear a mask. Now you need two masks. Now we have pictures from Washington State of high schoolers running cross country with masks on. Okay, so we were learning things. I think what this kind of statistic tells us is that it may very well, and again, this will hopefully learn things over the next year or two that will help us see whether this is true or not, but it may very well have been bad decisions on the part of governors in states like New York and Michigan that boosted the numbers of deaths because the disease was particularly lethal for the elderly, and especially the elderly with weakened systems in nursing homes.
Right.
Well, it shouldn't take a rocket science, Ed, for a governor in New York State to know that you do not take already infected people and warehouse them inside of these nursing homes,
right.
guaranteeing, as Tim has already said, it's a very vulnerable population, right? Guaranteeing some people are going to get the virus and some are going to die when they didn't have to. That, I think, is
yes.
what the governor's got to answer for.
But the death rate, I would like to know what the death rate is. Can you look up that, Brent? Because I keep referencing it, and I don't know the precise number. I've seen different numbers, but it's very minuscule is what I call it. What I'm saying is now in looking forward, I think people, at least in red states, have come to the conclusion that we can't shut down our lives, our economy, our livelihoods again over something that's not deadly.
And they're doing that in France, by the way. I saw that France was already deciding that they're going to shut down because of a spike over there.
For something that basically has minimal effects on most people. Or if they do, they get sick a few days and they get over it.
Yeah.
People that are most vulnerable, obviously, are the people who have underlying health conditions, serious ones. And, as we've noted here, one-third of all deaths from COVID in the U.S. are in folks already in nursing homes.
It's puzzling to me how this became a partisan issue. And those on the other side who insist we wear masks.
What do you mean by that?
Republicans and red states are opening up. Blue states are basically are slower to open up. Liberals and Democrats tend to want you to wear, and they are wearing masks religiously almost. And Republicans, conservatives, libertarians wanted to do away with the mask. They never wanted to wear them in the first place. It has something to do with the DNA. But, with regard to the nursing home thing, the thing that strikes me as particularly tragic is that in a lot of these cases, in fact, I'd say most of these cases of these poor elderly people that died in nursing homes, they were also denied visits by their family. And to this day, their families have not had a chance to have a memorial service or a funeral for them. It's unconscionable to me, I think.
Yeah. Well, did you get this on the CDC website? Where'd you get this from, Brent?
I just Googled it.
Okay. Okay. Would you check, maybe check CDC death rate for COVID and see what you get there before I give these numbers out. Okay. So, next story, Steve.
Well, I wanted let's talk about this because I want to come back to the vaccine thing. Actually, we could do this. The vaccine passport is now an idea. I think we talked about this the other day.
From the devil.
It could be. The government now, there are certain people who are urging the federal government to...
The devil's agents.
Yes, to nationalize some kind of a passport for COVID. It's, again, as a kind of a partisan issue. And I know, Brent, I know you're doing that thing. I don't know if you could possibly cut one for me.
And could you juggle?
I want you to hear what Joe Scarborough from Morning Joe had to say. And by the way, with regard to all these people dying in nursing homes, and we talked about Cuomo and then Michigan, the governors there, people are still blaming President Trump for all these deaths. Listen to cut one.
You have these anti-science people saying, no, you know what? We need to make sure that nobody in America knows who took the vaccine and who didn't take. Wrong. Hey, you know what? Your idiocy that you and the last president together helped kill hundreds of thousands of Americans. And look around at the idiots who are around you. Who were saying no social distancing, who were saying no masking, who were attacking the vaccine. We've moved on. Stay out of leaders' way who want to make sure that we can once again go back to our life. We can once again take our kids to baseball games. We once again can go to concerts. We once again can get moving on with our lives by showing that we were not stupid enough to say no to a vaccine. Such a joke. All of you are such jokes.
So here we are.
Is that it, basically?
Yeah, basically.
I haven't watched that guy in years.
He used to be a Republican. Never
yes,
conservative.
He was a Republican. He was a congressman.
Yeah.
What do you think about what he said there, Steve?
I think this kind of, to me, highlights the partisanship that's going on here, because there are very good questions going around about the safety of the vaccine, legitimate questions about should we take the vaccine? What about those people who have already had COVID? Do they need the vaccine? I mean, there's a lot of legitimate questions, and for someone like Joe Scarborough to demonize everybody who says, I'm not sure about the vaccine.
How do you put... Let me tell you, as much as you may hate Donald Trump, how do you blame him for the COVID deaths? Tell me, please, somebody.
Well, the narrative is that he didn't act quickly enough.
To do what?
To shut down the country, I guess.
That would have stopped the COVID?
Yeah, I think the narrative is that if he had listened to the science and to the scientists around him.
He did.
He would
have. Anthony Fauci and.
Right.
I know I'm yelling at you, Ed. but just take it, okay? And we'll be friends. I'll buy you lunch. But let me yell at you, man.
All right. Okay. Okay. I'm
Fauci's
not...
up there. Doctor, what's your name?
Burks.
She's up there every day. They're telling the world about what to do for COVID. Trump's letting them go ahead.
Don't make me the guy defending.
Somebody's got to take.
I don't want to defend. I'm not defending.
I'll tell you what
argument.
They say.
The argument was that he didn't listen to the science. That he didn't believe it was that this was very serious, and he failed to shut the country down to flatten the curve and keep it from spreading, and that's why people died. That's their argument. I don't agree with
it. A president can't do that. A president cannot shut down the country. He can't. We got 50 states, and they got governors, and they got legislatures, and the people are responsible in those states, as the President Trump allowed them to do, to make their own decisions
right.
on how to govern their lives.
What they don't like is that President Trump was kind of, they say, Mary Sunshine on this, that he downplayed it from the beginning, and hundreds of people
didn't
take
he shut down travel. from all over the world.
Right. I'm not saying that. Yes,
you know what he did?
What are you talking about, Steve?
You know what he did? What President Trump did, and he made some mistakes along the way, like everybody did. We talked about Fauci saying, don't wear a mask, wear a mask. That's a pretty big mistake right there for him. What's his epidemiology? Yeah, it's pretty big. Pretty big mistake right there. Okay, for Mr. Smarty Pants. All right. So I'm just saying that everybody made mistakes along the way. Everybody, didn't know exactly what to do or where this was going and what was going to happen. Now we do. But for Scarborough and the mainstream media, they just want to say Trump's responsible for 500,000 deaths.
And he's saying that people who want questions answered are also responsible. Like what Steve was saying, if there are people who have questions about the vaccine or people who have already had it, do I still need to get a vaccine? Fauci can't even answer the question, which has been asked by Senator Rand Paul, that if I've gotten the vaccine, do I have to wear a mask after that? No, he won't even answer that question. Yeah.
Ray, that's representative, what Scarborough was doing right there.
Right.
How come you don't yell at Ray?
I've calmed down. I had a minute or two. I drank a sip of coffee. I looked at the weather forecast for the next few days, and I'm at peace now. Let me just say this. That thinking represents an uppity New York type of attitude toward people in red states, because we're a bunch of bumpkins. We're a bunch of yahoos who believe in the flat earth, and we can't make intelligent decisions based on science. That's why the country can't get over COVID. That's what he's saying right there.
Right.
And
that's why no one watches his show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, for everything, but he does represent the thinking of the New York elite, the media elite. And for everything he said right there, if you were to be able to have a conversation where you could have some give and take and where you could have some facts laid, there's some answers to what he said right there.
Yes.
Okay? There's some legitimate answers to what he said right there. But what he's saying was, These bunch of yahoos out here in red state land, they don't wear a mask. They don't believe in vaccines. All this is not true. And by the way, masks, vaccines, and so forth. I don't know anybody who opposed social distancing. Didn't know anybody.
Right.
But all those things, they have responses that are worthy of discussion. Okay, I would just say that. Now, he may not believe that, but I can tell you that.
Yeah, but you couldn't post those questions on Facebook or Twitter.
Right.
They got blocked.
Didn't he start out by saying, Steve, that we should have a vaccine passport?
Yes, well, that's the whole point of the larger point of this get your passport.
He's saying, Scarborough's saying, everybody should know whether you've had a vaccine or not.
That's right.
Right.
That's what he's talking about. You talk about big brother.
Yeah. Right. And that, by the way, I'm not that's not a scientific question. That's a public policy question. And it's unfair of people like that to say you can't even have that conversation, or you're part of the idiot who murdered thousands of people.
If you don't inject something into your bloodstream, you're not going to be able to buy, sell, or trade.
Yeah.
That's basically what he's advocating for.
Yes, or travel.
Right there. Or travel. All right. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Tim.
Pass me the oxygen. Huh? Okay. All right. Ed, thank you, brother.
Hey, I'm
Ed,
here.
Let me shake your hand. Thank you for being here today.
It's all good.
Okay. Thank
it's
you,
all
good. Steve.
My pleasure.
Thank you for your contributions.
Yes, Tim.
Now back to smooth jazz here on
Marbles in the Sheets.
Marbles in the Sheets. That's right.
All right. See you back here tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.